Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Fix This Next by Mike Michalowicz. Sophie, I gotta ask you, have you ever felt like your business is just a whirlwind of problems and you don't know which one to tackle first?
Hi there, Sam, absolutely. And that's exactly what this book is about. Mike Michalowicz argues that every business has a hierarchy of needs, just like Maslow's pyramid for people. And most of us are trying to fix things at the top while the foundation is crumbling.
Right. And the title says it all, Fix This Next. Not fix everything at once. He gives you a framework to figure out the single most important problem to solve right now.
Exactly.
The hierarchy has 5 levels. The bottom, most critical one is sales. That's the air your business breathes. Without sales, nothing else matters. And yet a lot of founders treat sales as something they'll get to later.
I was guilty of that in my first business. I thought if I just built a better product, customers would magically appear. Spoiler, they didn't. Michalowicz says you need a predictable, repeatable sales process, a system, and not just hustle.
Right, he talks about moving from a hunter mentality to a farmer mentality. You stop chasing every deal and start cultivating a system that brings in sales consistently. Once that's stable, you move up to the second level, profit.
Profit is the food and water. And he makes a great point that profit has to be intentional. Most people treat it as an afterthought, what's left over. But if you don't design for profit, you can have tons of revenue and still be broke.
Yeah, the revenue illusion is real. So once you have steady sales and healthy profit, you can focus on order. That's the third level. Order is the operational backbone, systems, processes, and procedures. It's moving from chaos to consistency.
And this is where a lot of founders get stuck because they're the only ones who know how to do the critical tasks. You gotta build a business that can run without you for a week. Otherwise, you're a bottleneck.
Exactly.
Then the fourth level is impact, your sense of purpose, and the transformation you create for customers. And at the top is legacy, building something that outlasts you.
But here's the key. You can't skip levels. You can't talk about legacy if your sales are tanking. You have to fix the lowest broken level first. And Michalowicz gives a great tool for that. The KILL, a KPI exercise.
Pick one key performance indicator for each level, like conversion rate for sales, net profit margin for profit, on-time delivery for order. Then focus all your energy on improving the KPI for the lowest broken level until it's stable.
It's so counterintuitive for entrepreneurs because we want to fix everything at once. But spreading yourself thin solves nothing. Concentrate your firepower on one thing, and the momentum carries over.
And the book also calls out a painful truth. You might be the biggest problem. Your need for control, your reluctance to delegate, that's often what's blocking order or profit.
Yeah, you have to move from being the hero to being the coach. Design the system instead of doing all the work yourself.
There's also the vital few concept, the 80-20 rule. When you're fixing a level, identify the few actions that produce most of the results. For sales, it might be that 20% of activities drive 80% of revenue. Double down on those.
So the big takeaway for me is that the journey never ends. Even when you reach the top, the lower levels still need maintenance. But now you have a reliable system for diagnosing what's most broken.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's it. Stop trying to fix everything. Use the hierarchy, find the one thing that matters most, and fix that next.
And remember, the secret to growth isn't avoiding problems. It's knowing exactly which problem to solve next. We'll see you in the next one.